Welcome, my treasure. Unless you are somehow listening to this by accident, you must already know that I am Goddess Kasha Shakti. I want to spend some very relaxing and erotic time together. So make sure you're in the best possible comfortable environment to be at ease and focused on my voice without distractions. This means taking care of your phone, pets, and alarms. Turn off your stove. Headphones are an excellent choice. Is the temperature just right? Is the temperature pleasant enough for you to be naked? Which is really hot and good and pleasing, but understood to sometimes be impractical. Is there anything your body needs? If you find yourself distracted by cold feet when you could be grabbing socks right now, I'll certainly roll my eyes at you. I know you're very excited and anxious to begin, but really take a moment to make sure that our time is the most excellent and positive experience you can create. Wonderful. I'm so happy to know that you're extremely comfortable and present for our special playtime. This way, it will be so easy and pleasant for you to focus on my voice and let everything else fall away. Enjoy the feeling of filling your world with nothing but my voice and your body. Let your body feel heavy and loose as your muscles relax and release all tension. Sometimes the best way to completely release is to tighten first. I'm going to tell you to tense up each body part in turn, starting with your feet. When I do, clench and squeeze the muscle as hard as you can, and then continue to push at your limit. Then when you hear me say, let go, completely release the muscles, feeling them loose and relaxed as though you have just received a luxurious massage. The muscle will be completely at ease and feel so good that you can relax even more. Let's try it with your feet. Clench all the muscles in your feet as hard as you can. Feel your toes curl in harder all through your arch and heel. Squeeze. Let go. Now releasing fully, leaving the muscles twice as relaxed as they were before. Good. Now that your feet are so relaxed, move up to the muscles in your calf. Clench them hard. Into rocks, tighter, hold, let go, relax, clear all tension. And now up to your thighs and upper leg muscles. You know what to do. Squeeze harder for me, harder, let go. Now very loose. Totally relaxed, feeling so good your legs tingle and float. Good. Okay, into the fun zone. Clench up all your pelvic muscles. All your pelvic muscles. Squeeze your ass so tight. Push harder. Let go. Feel that pleasing, teasing tingle all throughout your very relaxed muscles. And move up to your abs and your lower back. Clench. Do it harder. Push for me more. Let go. Give up. Be loose and lazy, like the teasing butterflies turning and wheeling to tickle your tummy. So, very good. All at once now, your whole middle and upper torso, upper abs, chest, back, and shoulders. Squeeze those muscles. Tight, tight, tighter for me. Let go now, twice as relaxed and loose. And do that set of muscles one more time, okay? Your back, your chest, your whole upper torso, clenched, rigid, hard for me. Let go. Feeling that massage, release, relief. Start on your arms with your hands. Tighten up those balls of digits, pushing every part of every finger as hard as your hands as you can. Hold it. Let go. Even shake out a little, soothing tingle and deep comfort. Do your lower and upper arms together. As hard as you can, until you're trembling with the effort. Let go. Let your arms hang so heavy, feeling so very good. Bear down on your neck and throat now, aware of all the tension and increasing it. Now let go completely. Let your head fall gently as it must. Experience how good it is to let your throat feel more open and relaxed than you're even aware it could. Clench your jaw muscle now, and by tightening it intentionally, become aware of all the times you hold unnecessary tension here. Drop it now as you let go, feeling loose and good. Now all the muscles in your face below your eyebrows. Squish and push. Feel all the tiny little muscles in your cheeks. Hold that funny face. Let go. Loose, slack, droopy mouth, cheeks, nose, chin, everything. Finally, your forehead and everything above your eyebrows. Squeezing harder, harder, a little more. Let go. Completely suffused now with that pleasant, sensuous tingle and feeling of deep relaxation, openness, and loose massaged muscles. Proving how good it feels to focus on my voice and obey my instructions, which I assure you are all for your good, as well as my pleasure. Relaxing your body even deeper now. Let go. Let go. Let go. Very, very good. Now turn your attention to your breathing. Clear your lungs by breathing out fully. Exhale deep and deeper. Now that you're so empty, you can fill your chest completely with sweet, clean air. Good. And breathe out again. Let go of the spent air to prepare for the fresh. Become again drained and open. Take in a deep measure of oxygen-rich fuel. And release the spent carbon dioxide mix. Notice how much better your body immediately feels when you add intention to this simple task that your body takes care of without any conscious input from your mind, most of the time. This is the benefit of making a point of ensuring that your body is as comfortable as possible, since such simple ministrations make such a difference. It feels good to make you so incredibly comfortable. From this state, it should be effortless for you to ground your energy very deeply. Let go of attachments to anything outside your current experience, feeling simply solid and good about where you are right now. There is nothing you could possibly be doing right now that would feel as good as it does to float and drift with my voice. You win, precious. So let go even more now, giving in completely to my voice, my words, my instructions. Very good. Now it's time to go beyond breathing, into breathing for me. There is a wholesome and pleasant pleasant thing that is simply breathing deeply. I want you to keep just breathing until I tell you to begin using the new techniques I'm about to describe. I want you to go beyond the simple exhale when you empty your lungs for me. There is a much more beautiful term I want you to address to your sacred breathing. Expire. The outward portion of respiration is referred to as expiration. I find it strangely erotic that this is also a word used to mean to die. To let die with every breath, the person you were the breath before. To be without oxygen, and to have faith that one can draw breath again, all the better for the emptiness. Expire. When I say to you, expire, I want you to push out all of your breath, and with it, any negative or unwanted energy your life may have accumulated. When you expire, you will feel pure, empty and open, ready for whatever the next breath may bring, or whatever I might want you to have. Having expired and prepared for rebirth, you will not simply inhale, but rather inspire. Isn't that beautiful? Respire, expire, inspire. That which is your inspiration is your breath of life. When you breathe for me and of me, you inspire me. And when I tell you to inspire, I want you to draw in deep into your lungs as though you are filling your chest with me and warm goddess love to spread throughout your body, teasing and blessing you. Inspire. Inspire is also very, very arousing. So intensely erotic to imagine my penetration through the air in your lungs. To go from being empty to filled up by me as you breathe me in. Beginning now. Expire. Empty, open, and faithful. Inspire. Aroused, loved, pleasing. Expire. Release, surrender, let go. Inspire. Hard, ecstatic, adoring. Expire. Blank. Deep. Ready. Inspire. The more deeply you expire and let go, the greater the rush when you inspire. A tingly thrill throughout your body that begins to tease your cock. And expire. A little sacrificial death on your inner altar. Reborn for me each time you inspire. Which feels twice as sexy and good to your cock every time, making you want to go deeper and deeper with each expire. Inspire. Expire. I want you to take instructions for three triggers with you from this session. From time to time, from now on, you might hear my voice in your head using these triggers on you. It will inevitably be to your benefit to respond to the trigger which will feel rewarding and make you want to strengthen the triggers by listening to this recording again. You should also begin to respond to these triggers in any other recording session or interaction we have. Keep your hand on your cock and squeeze every time one of the trigger words or phrase is used. The first trigger is let go. Remember, we use let go when you are clenching muscles to help show you how to release more fully. Tighten now all the muscles in your body, squeezing and clenching all at once as hard as possible. Hold. Hold. Let go, relaxing completely. Let go means to relax your body and release whatever you are holding on to overly tightly. Let go means come to a peaceful and grounded state, to do so immediately and without question. Let go. And the second trigger is inspire. Draw in a deep fill of air as though you are breathing in me, myself, and all of my control. Arousing, eager giving of yourself, excited and confident about pleasing me, wanting me in your body, in your blood, possessing you inside out and outside to end. Inspire is simply a moment of ecstatic devotion, leaving you feeling refreshed and ready to return to whatever is at hand. The third trigger is expire. At expire, you breathe out with depth and intention, clearing space to bring into yourself whatever I want you to have. Expire is to become empty and open, humble, obedient. Make a clever truth of being willing to expire at my command. Give me a very breath in sacred earnest. Expire. Take a moment to make sure you are fully accepting these triggers by answering yes, guys, to the following questions. Will you relax all the muscles in your body and loosen all your grips when you hear me say, let go? Will you saturate your lungs with air, feeling arousal and peace as though you're bringing me into yourself with each breath when I say inspire? Will you purge your body of air, becoming empty and open for me whenever you hear me say expire? Oh, extremely good, precious treasure. And so obedient to still have your hand wrapped firmly around your cock for me. I love keeping you hard and turned on for so long. I love the way waiting longer and longer for release makes you so malleable and compliant. Now it's time to start to come up again, bringing all of your training and deep programming with you. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 3, followed by the word up. When you hear me say up, you will find yourself completely alert and refreshed, as well as intensely aroused. With each number, feel yourself coming closer to being awake and feeling fantastic. 1, preparing to return to your normal conscious state. 2, letting all my suggestions settle in. 3, eyelids starting to flutter open now. Up. Welcome back to the world. You are now responsible for your own behavior and choices again. Be sure to bring yourself to KashaShakti.com to play with me more and have a super sexually charged day.